Northeast Mississippi Community College proudly presents the longest-running community college podcast in the state of Mississippi, Tiger Talk. Tune in each week as Northeast President Dr. Ricky Ford talks about all things Northeast, from academics to career and tech to workforce and all things in between. It's Tiger Talk. And now, Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiger Talk. A lot of activities going on around campus and throughout the entire state of Mississippi, and I'm proud to say that Northeast Mississippi Community College is involved in all the activities statewide and even throughout the Southeast. So we have a lot of activities going on. Right now, we're currently in the thickest part and the most important part of our basketball season. They're currently in their conference tournament, and of course, this will eventually lead to a state championship. Today is Tuesday, the 22nd of February, and our men play Hines Community College at 5:30 today. If they win, they will play at 3 p.m. On Wednesday. And of course, the championship game will be played at 7 p.m. And of course, this is all located at Pearl River Community College in Poplarville, Mississippi. Our women have qualified for the Region 23 tournament, and they will host a home game on Saturday, the 26th at 2 p.m. So this will begin the Region 23 tournament. Northeast men will host Monday night at 6 p.m., the first round of the Region 23 tournament. And if they win, they will host the second round on Tuesday night at Bonner Arnold Coliseum on March the 1st at 6 p.m. So this begins the final round or final games of the regular season. And of course, the championship of the champions of the Region 23 tournament will go to Hutchinson, Kansas for the men's championship, and will go to Tyler, Texas for the national tournament. So we encourage everyone to come out and support the Tigers and Lady Tigers as they play and finish up their basketball season, and hopefully will win a championship. So best of luck to our basketball team, our men and women. Also, I mentioned a lot of activities going on, primarily with our sports teams right now. Baseball and softball season is well underway, and we will play this Friday, February the 25th, Friday. Our tennis will be at Southwest. Our baseball team will play at 1 p.m. on February the 25th, a single game, and then they will play a doubleheader against the same school on Saturday, and that will begin at 1 p.m. Also on Saturday, softball team will be at Motlow State Golf. It's been in tournaments and involved in tournaments, and yesterday they were leading in the tournament they were participating in. So we hope for a win there with our golf team. Of course, as most of you know, we have begun archery. Archery will have their first match on March the 5th, and this will be at Mississippi College. So as you can see, a lot of activities going on within our sports department. And, of course, recruiting is actively going on. Football team is pretty much finished up their recruiting, but there's several spots that they're trying to fill for specific positions. So we want to wish all of our athletic teams the best of luck as they move forward in finishing up this season and as they prepare for the 22-23 athletic season. We want to wish them the very best. It's not only athletics here at Northeast. We have a lot of activities going on and things that are up and coming. Of course, as you know, Northeast is leading the way as far as technology usage in the classroom. So therefore, we are being called upon many times to help prepare other instructors and other institutions as they are beginning their journey through technology in instruction. Just yesterday, we had a conference call and a Zoom meeting, WebEx, with Pima Community College out of Arizona, and they're looking at beginning a one-to-one initiative with the iPads in the classroom, and of course with the leadership of Apple, and obviously with our expertise that we have with technology usage in the classroom. This is a great opportunity to share some of the things that we have encountered, some of the problems, and also some of the successes with them, to help them move forward with their instruction in the classroom. Instruction in the classroom and instruction within all areas of Northeast Mississippi Community College takes first and foremost importance throughout everything, because without quality instruction, You know, we cannot be very successful. And at the end of the day, we've got to ask ourselves the question, are our students able to compete in a global society? And hopefully we can answer yes to that. And that's why the emphasis upon instruction and teaching our students to be successful. So we're excited about things that we're going forward with. We're moving forward with augmented virtual reality within the classroom and within our labs and other areas in the college. So you'll hear a lot more about that coming up soon. We have a mobile learning conference, which is scheduled for June the 13th and 14th. And this will be a virtual conference again this year. As in the past couple of years, it's been virtual. So hopefully next year we'll be able to go with completely in-person mobile learning conference. This provides a lot of opportunities to share ideas within technology usage in the classroom. Also coming up next week, March the 3rd and 4th at Biloxi, we have our Creating Futures Conference. And this, again, is another avenue for instructors throughout the state in higher education to get firsthand knowledge of how technology is being used within the classroom and also how it's being used within other areas within the college. So this will be next week, March the 3rd and 4th. Northeast is a partner in helping put this conference on. So if you're interested in that, just Google up Creating Futures 2022 and you'll receive that information. Or contact our Office of Instruction, our Office of Instructional Specialist, and we will be glad to help you and get you registered for that. Do want to congratulate Mr. Will Bolin on being selected Humanities Teacher of the Year. His presentation will be February the 22nd in Anderson Hall at 6 p.m., and he is presenting on Controlling the Message, How Historical Narratives Affect Our Perceptives. So this is going to be a very interesting and very exciting presentation. So we invite folks to come out and view that tonight, Tuesday night, February the 22nd at 6 p.m. in Anderson Hall. As most of you know, we've updated our mask policy and we've changed it from a mandated situation to a recommendation. So masks will no longer be mandated on all Northeast campuses. It will only be recommended. And since I'm talking about COVID a little bit and masks, let me caution everyone to still be vigilant in your protection of yourself, because there are other variants within the COVID virus family that are emerging. So we want to encourage everyone to just be vigilant in your protection of yourself and of your family. And of course, here on campus, our students and our faculty and staff and all employees to be very vigilant in maintaining the guidelines that we have in place. Do want to remind everyone about our Northeast Mississippi Community College Honors Institute. We are now accepting applications for the fall semester. These are due March the 15th. And you can find those applications on nemcc.edu/honors. Of course, coming along with this, if you're accepted into the Honors Institute, your iPad and your course fees will be provided for those who are Honors College members. Currently, I am busy working on legislative issues and things that will help the community colleges in Jackson and also to help Northeast. So we're busy working on legislation that would be very beneficial to the community colleges and also to Northeast. Spring break is just around the corner, March the 14th through the 18th. So I know everyone's looking forward to the spring break. I do want to remind everybody our MDOT second phase is ongoing and currently in progress. All paperwork has been completed for the most part for our third phase, and this is creating safety crosswalks around campus and lighted crosswalks, and hopefully this will create a safer situation for our visitors and for our students on campus. I do want to remind everyone that graduation is May the 12th and 13th. This year we've moved the starting time up to 6:30 p.m. each night. So a lot of things happening here on Northeast Mississippi Community College, what we consider the premier community colleges in the country. So do want to say a shout out and a thank you to all of our employees. Our faculty do a tremendous job, and thank you so much for your vigilance in maintaining the top quality instruction that we have. To all of our employees who do a tremendous job in the office areas, out with facilities, and maintenance and custodians and all of our landscaping folks do such a tremendous job, and we're so appreciative of everything that you do. So in saying all that, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford. Thank you for listening to this week's Tiger Talk podcast. Special thanks to Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford and Michael H. Miller for putting this podcast together. If you or someone you know wants to further their education through academics, career and technical programs, or even continuing education and workforce, give Northeast a call at 1-800-555-2154. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Northeast Mississippi Community College. For more information about Northeast, visit www.nemcc.edu or follow the college on various social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.